Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
First, let us know about the shift your organization has made in recent years towards philanthropy. What caused this change?
The program itself started 18 years ago, before we got the Olympiakos Melbourne branding. It was started by a gentleman named Frank Michalopoulos. Frank was teaching his son because he found that his son, at 10 years of age, lacked his self-confidence and self-identity. And being an ex-professional player himself, he decided that he was going to use sport to help him to improve. And started coaching him using equipment out of the back boot of the car. And his classmates started to see an improvement, a change in him as a character, as well as change in his skills in soccer or football. And they then started to jump in and request to be helped themselves. So from there, it continued to grow. I went from managing teams, and as the kids were getting older, you know, he was moving to older age groups, helping them out. More and more kids were jumping on board. And then at which stage it was proposed to Olympiakos about 4 or 5 years ago. And Olympiakos noticed the difference that we had in our players, and they noticed that we're willing to improve anyone, and at which they basically said that they want to be a part of it themselves.
How the kids feel after become part of these programs? Because this changed their lives, obviously.
Yes, correct. So the biggest change that the kids feel is when they arrive and their parents notice themselves as well, they notice there's a sense of belonging, there's a sense of love, and there's a sense of care. So what happens there is a child who might be lacking the self-confidence because he's thinking that, you know, I'm not going to try soccer or any other sport for that matter because I'm not fit, I'm not healthy, I don't know how to socialize with kids. What happens is parents are looking for an opportunity for the children, for them to break through that barrier and for them to be able to become sportsmen or kids that are fitter or kids that socialize better. And what they find when they come and see us is that is one of the core beliefs that we cater to for the kids. They notice that we don't hold trials for the kids, so we're not out there looking for the best ones. We're out there actually looking for the ones that are willing. So what happens with that is they get a sense of peace, and once they get their sense of peace, then they continue to learn, and then as they continue to learn, the results of the program itself are quite noticeable.
Can you give us more details about the 4 initiatives your organization has implemented to provide equal opportunities for all children? How have these initiatives been received so far?
We've got 4 initiatives that are catered for all the kids in Melbourne. What we're trying to do there is we are giving an equal opportunity to all kids. So what I mean by that is sport in itself has become quite an expensive exercise. So things are becoming very unaffordable at this point in time. Economically, there's a lot of things that have gone up due to, you know, economic pressures. And what happens is sport becomes restricted because it's seen as something that parents are trying, you know, to either cut the costs of or possibly are forced to do without, which basically means that the child misses out. So soccer has become quite an expensive sport to be a part of. And what happens with that is the vast majority of the kids that possibly couldn't afford the sport now simply can't. So what we've done is we've created 4 initiatives, and they're there to cater for all the levels of kids. Our first initiative is our Helping Kids Football Centre, and that's been created to help parents be able to get their kids out of their rooms and off the streets. So generally what happens is if you're coming from a poor family, mum and dad might be working 7 days a week just to make ends meet. And what's happening now is they're basically telling the kids find something to do because mum and dad are busy working. So kids go out, find habits, you know, whether it's going on their bike, you know, getting up to mischief or sitting at home in their rooms, playing on games or any form of devices. And all that is causing a negative effect on the child. So the Helping Kids Football Centre is there to help the parents be able to get their kids out and to be able to just get them into a sport where they can feel the love and the care, a place free of judgment, and a place where they can start to return back into their healthy habits. The second initiative we have is our Football Improvement Centre. That's to help poor families be able to provide extra training for players that are playing at clubs but are struggling to get game time. So there's always a few kids that are in clubs that are either excelling due to their natural talent or they're excelling because they're doing the extra hours with their training. And there's other kids that are struggling to keep up for whatever reason. They might not be gifted. They might love the game. They still want to be part of the team. They just can't get the extra training in. What we've done with our Football Improvement Centre is to provide an avenue that's as affordable as possible for parents to be able to give their kids the extra training. Our third initiative is our ID School Junior Euro Pathway. That's for kids that are under 16 that are looking at pursuing an elite career in football. So we provide avenues through Europe where kids can actually start their European training. And we provide a lot of training ourselves through the Olympiakos schools where we're actually preparing them for the elite level. So for boys that are under 16, Olympiakos gets the first right of acceptance or refusal for their academies. Other than that, we've got agents that have got access to 80 professional clubs, and we find the club that is most suited for the child at that point in time, and we assist the parents to get them across to start their professional European career. Our fourth initiative is our Men's Euro Pro Pathway. That's for men that are 16 years and up. Basically, so our Men's Euro Pro Pathway is there to provide the extra training to help these young men to be able to afford the Euro Pro dream. So our schools and our pathway is there to give them the extra 4 days a week of elite skill training. And then they go through the avenues of our agents, where our agents connect them with one of the European clubs overseas. And then from there, if all goes well, they start their professional European career. So our two elite initiatives in particular are designed to make it affordable for the families and for the parents to be able to get their kids across to Europe. Because as you know, many people are quite aware, it's an extremely expensive exercise to get the kids across, and it's also a very small chance of them succeeding. What we've done is made the chances a lot higher, and we're also working out ways to not only subsidise the cost of these trips but also make them free for families who can't even afford to get their kids to training. So we're here to give all of them an equal chance.
Any stories that stigmatise you from the people that you're dealing with all the time?
Last year we had a tournament in Senegal. We took our players overseas, over to Senegal in Dakar, and we played against the Senegalese professional and semi-professional teams. That was
streamed to our European agents and obviously watched in stadiums by the locals. From there, the agents identified six of our Australian players and they identified 12 of the African players. So we worked together with the Senegalese to then work out how we can start getting their professional players across to Europe or any destination where they can start playing professional soccer and they can support their families. That's still currently in process. And out of the six players that were identified from the Australians last year, two of them went up for European trials this year, and both of them are now playing professional soccer. And we actually have one other player who was noticed by an agent this year, just saw massive improvement in him, and he is also overseas now playing professional soccer. The one of them is 31 years old, who's playing for second division Lithuania, and the other two boys are 22 and 24 years old, playing in third division Lithuania. So, in summary, the parents and the families have basically all come up to us and they said that we could not have achieved this without the assistance of Olympiacos Melbourne.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.